Commentator Frank DeFord says occasionally everybody gets a word wrong.
Occasionally, oh, once in a blue moon, yours truly makes an itsy-bitsy little mistake in this commentary, or perhaps errs, barely, hardly, minusculely, in the pronunciation of some difficult and obscure word from an arcane dialect like Tagalog or Swahili or English. Invariably, National Public Radio listeners, themselves gracious to a fault, generously accept these minor lapses in a forgiving and understanding manner. Last week, however, I tried the patience of a considerable number of Western Hemispherians when I was alleged to have mangled the pronunciation of a familiar two-letter exclamation which Canadians often conclude sentences with. I said, evidently, eh. I am supposed to say, I gather, eh. Okay, mea culpa. Attention to this linguistic faux pas began, as it often does, with my wife. Most wives say, you never listen to me. Mine says, why don't you let me listen to you before you make a fool of yourself? The firestorm continued from more northern precincts. In the commentary, I had referred to Canadians as, quote, tolerant, gentle, and polite, an assessment now presently under review. The consensus from my tolerant, gentle, and polite neighbors to the north was that any man who can't pronounce A correctly immediately disqualifies himself from holding any larger thoughts on Canada and or ice hockey. This was especially upsetting to me. The fact is that my ability to mangle the language is in no way related to the ease with which I butcher the truth. But this did remind me of an observation once made by Red Smith when he was told that he could not possibly write with any authority about any sport that he had not played. Mr. Smith replied, if that were so, only dead men could write obituaries. Eh? Actually, sports journalists learn early on that Indigenous pronunciations are not necessarily accurate. Hometown fans of the Saints, for example, call their city Nolens. People who root for the Orioles know their town as Ballymer. For locals, the British Open is often played at St. Andrews. Would I be any more knowledgeable about the Kentucky Derby this Saturday if I was referred to its location as Louisville, as Bob Edwards and other native horse players do? And Canadians themselves not only cannot correctly pronounce their largest city, Toronto, which God clearly made with three syllables. They say Tronto. Let him who is without slur cast the first mumble. Actually, the one word in athletics that is most often botched is athletics. Sports commentators, like moi, invariably have athletes playing athletics, especially if they are sophomores. However, I can trip off the tongue. Nomar Garciaparra, Jose Marie Olazabal, Rod Brindamore and Goran Ivanisevic with consummate ease. It's the small stuff I sweat. Oh, well, I still think that Canadians are tolerant, gentle, and polite, but perhaps a little picky, eh?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.